The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. In the upper left corner of my screen this week is Professor Aaron Bell.
Hello, greetings.
What's going on? I love a few minutes ago, Aaron, when you were like, is it midterm? Whatever gave it away.
Exactly. All the students, I actually work in the library, so there's definitely been a higher volume of students than most weeks, but it's been great. It's in the Bell House. We've got basketball, bowling, art class. So all those things kind of coming into fall fruition for us. So a busy time, but I am enjoying those fall colors and the fall weather.
Excellent. Yes, it's probably going to be the best weekend of the fall this weekend. So we should all plan on taking advantage of that after a pretty brutal cold snap, which included this morning, by the way, 31 degrees at sunrise. That's it was rough.
Matt, should we also tell Aaron that we're starting the rumor about putting $20 bills in the library
so people can find them
just to get the students showing up?
Exactly. Yeah. Professor James Balfour Tubbs II is also with us today.
Hello, Matthew. How are you?
What's going on with you this weekend?
I'm reminded of when I was department chair, one of our adjuncts who was teaching a healthcare ethics course actually created a syllabus that for each of the weeks also included a bibliography of other resources on that particular topic. Well, it ended up making the syllabus 42 pages long. And some of the students came to me and said, I can't read all of this stuff. I said, you don't have to. These are, for further reading on each topic. But they were having to go through like 5 pages to get to week 2 in the syllabus. So
I see. Wow. Everybody's got a syllabus story. What can I say?
You live and learn.
Professor Dan Maggio is here of the FIRST organization. What's going on, Dan?
Hi, Matt. Oh, just glad to be here. And it's a beautiful day.
Absolutely.
I have shorts on and you can't tell, but I do.
We'll take your word for it.
I'm actually glad you brought that up because it's been a time-honored tradition for undergrads. Frankly, I think since the 60s and 70s, shorts till snow. And yesterday, of course, turned that screw, Dan, down here.
I saw the flakes.
Yeah. So I love how you're bucking the trend, I guess, is what I'm getting at here.
And I do wear shorts. I'm a pretty diehard with the shorts.
Sure.
He's got legs.
Coming to us live from inside a car, it's Professor Jason Roach, our executive producer.
Happy to be here, and at least I'm not driving.
Yes.
At least you're not in the back seat cuffed either, so.
That's also true. Exactly. I think it's time to pick up the kids, Jason. Is that what's going on?
As soon as we click end, we pick up the kids.
That's right. Yep, that's the way it goes. The life of a parent, what can I say? The kind of people that Professor Dave Chow have raised have all been written on a piece of paper. Oh, and the millions of students, of course, that you've mentored. I just saw one of your famous Facebook posts recently. Good to have you here, Dave.
Pleasure to be here. What Facebook post are we talking about? I'm not sure which one I've been.
It was the CCS alumni page, if I remember correctly.
Oh, we're getting Noel Knight ready for Jim Tubbs to come keep capitalism going all by his lonesome.
That's right. That's exactly right. Gosh. Please, just for one more couple groups of days, can we not talk about Christmas? Can we just...
I'm not ready for it either. So you know how I am around Noel Knight. I lose my mind out on that campus. That's all.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's true. It's but both November 1st, Election Day, and then God Save Us All. Like, we'll be less than 2 weeks.
December is right there.
Matt, we know that your year comes to a culmination on Halloween night.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. Monday or otherwise, looking forward to it all over the Mayo House here. And of course, someone who understands that because of how many trick-or-treaters she gets, that's Professor Beth Oljar.
Hey, Matt. Good to see you.
I'm 400. Is that what you're planning on this year? Holy smokes.
Probably. I mean, I still have to buy a couple of more giant bags of candy. I think I have 3, but Drew and I have made a fairly serious dent in one that I bought early. So much for that plan.
I love it.
But yes, there will be millions of trick-or-treaters driven to my street from other locations.
Sure, sure.
Indiana, Illinois, Idaho. Not
quite that far, but
yet.
And yeah, that's right. That's right. When the word gets out that I give out little packages of Skittles, then, you know.
Seriously, who could resist? Professor Stephen Manning is here, I always say, from the Department of Being Retired.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Just fine.
I have to talk baseball playoffs with you. Oh. I mean, it's been a wild ride. I want everybody to know that I started watching the 18-inning game last weekend at the ninth inning, hoping to watch it wrap up, and ended up getting a whole extra game of baseball.
Free baseball.
My brother told me he was watching it, and he just couldn't stop watching it. You know, it's a close game, and it went into extra innings. And at some point, you're so committed, you have to keep watching. And I think he got to bed at 3 a.m. or something. He's the one that's in Phoenix. He's got no horse in this race. He doesn't care one way or another. He's not a particularly big baseball fan, but, you know, he just had to stay up and watch the whole thing until the end.
Yes. You just hope you're rooting for the team that wins, because I can't imagine toughing out 18 innings and then losing by one. That's tough. That is tough business.
I'm rooting for all the, since the Red Sox are not in it, I'm rooting for all the underdogs. Never root for the Yankees, of course, because if you're a Red Sox fan, you never do that.
Absolutely.
But I'm rooting for whoever, whether it's Philadelphia or San Diego, they're my team.
Got it. Got
never,
it.
Never the Yankees and never Houston.
That's so, right.
We'll see.
Even though they have Verlander on the mound, right?
Even though they have Verlander, yes.
Yes, they do. However, if you're watching any other game, I mean, you watch the Phillies, they have Nick Castellanos tearing it up at home plate. So no way to win. And that, of course, takes away my nice segue for Professor Heather Hill, because I know that it hurts all Tigers fans to not have any postseason to worry about for the last 10 years. But it also bothers a Red Sox fan as well. Right, Heather?
Yeah. Well, there's always next season, isn't there?
There's always next year. Yeah. So sad. How's it going, Heather?
Good. Pretty good. It is a nice day.
Lots of great interview.
Hey, I bought something from your daughter's Etsy site.
Oh, you did? Cool.
I can't wait to get my crocheted Grogu and give it away to somebody for Christmas. Baby Yoda at the Mayo house is a big deal, let me tell you.
She'll love that, Matt. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Actually, I pushed purchase or whatever, you know, push it through, and like within 30 seconds she messaged me. I'm like, now we're in business here. This is what Etsy's all about.
No, she had to run the credit check on you is what it was, right?
That's right. She has an elaborate system of checking people's credit balances and
So Matt, if you saw the people peering into your house or something like that, making sure you're legit,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
My Equifax alarm went off several times during the transaction. That's right.
Well, thank you for supporting her little sideline.
Of course.
Keep buying so maybe she can pay her way through grad school.
Yes, yes.
You better buy the entire Star Wars universe then.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Well, she does custom orders too, apparently.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah.
Not apparently. I actually have a custom order sitting right over there.
Hey, professors, we're on a real hot streak for guest panelists this fall. And does it get any higher up the chain here? We're very happy to have Dr. Don Taylor, the president of University of Detroit Mercy, as of this last July 1st, as our guest panelist this week.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Welcome.
Thanks for the invitation, Matt. It's good to see all of you. And I'll try not to embarrass us too much in the next
You can't do worse than we've done.
Actually, President Taylor, that's a requirement. You have to embarrass us.
We set the bar real low and limbo under it somehow.
That's good. And the reference that Stephen had to the Matt to the baseball, I'm being a St. Louis Cardinals fan. I remember that 18-inning classic Cardinals and Astros was in, you know, 2000, I forget what year it was, 12, 11 or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pujols hit the walk-off home run in like the 18th inning, you know, and they beat Houston, you know. And classic.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And it's okay, DT. We forgive you for being a Cards fan, knowing that 2006 still looms big in the city of Detroit. The only season the Tigers rolled stem to stern. And oh, well, maybe next year.
And we don't mention 68 to them, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, that was like the Mickey Lolich and all those Al Kaline guys, right?
So you got it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're really happy to have you here, DT, and welcome to the Menagerie. I think you pretty much know what the show is about, but if people are listening and they don't, this is a program where you send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. All right, here we go, professors. Put on your thinking caps or something, and let's see what we can do with these questions. We're really, really lucky to have a lot of really great listeners sending us stuff. Dear professors, I want to sincerely thank you for entertaining me every week with your sense of humor and education. Listening to the podcast brings a smile to my face. I'm in awe of the panel's breadth of knowledge every week and on topics that they don't even teach. I'm sorry. I think that's funny.
Are they talking about us? Wait a minute.
Having listened to the show for as long as I have, I doubt if my series of 20 varied questions will even come close to stumping the panel, but hopefully mild challenge will ensue. With any luck, I hope you use them for an upcoming show. Longtime listener and question sender, sincerely, Judy Palmer from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Judy.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go. Holy smokes. What mammal is very well known to not possess vocal cords?
Ooh.
A whale?
A whale would be like a good one, Heather, although I do think that they have those songs that they do.
They make sounds, right? Yeah. So there's.
I thought they made sounds in other ways besides vocal cords.
Actually, I think they use their vocal cords.
Like a sloth?
No.
Is it a bat?
It is not a bat, no.
Platypus?
No.
Did you say a well-known mammal?
It's a well-known mammal because think preschool level, like what does the cow say? What does the dog say?
What does Cian say here?
Kids see this animal and it's a very remarkable outward anatomy. And the fact that it doesn't make any sounds is sort of out of the ordinary to them.
A giraffe?
It's a giraffe. Yeah, the giraffe has no vocal cords.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Being the tall person that I am, I relate it to the giraffe.
It's that thin air up there.
Oh my gosh. In what country was the Buddha born?
China.
That's not what it says here. It's not what it says here.
Japan?
No.
Mongolia?
No, that's a good guess too, but...
Are we circling the Asian?
You definitely are. You've said everything but the right answer.
Nepal?
Steven got it. It's Nepal.
Ah, okay.
It was the only Asian country left.
Said the Asian political scientist. Yes, exactly. You know your geography here. Have you ever noticed that there are not 52 cards in a game of Uno, but how many actually are there?
48.
Can we reverse it and send it back to you?
I can answer it because I've got the answer right in front of me, but I need to know how many cards there are in a game of Uno.
I'm going
to
guess 60.
50.
120.
98.
It's more than that. It's like two decks worth. So I'm going to say like 140.
How many shoes are you playing with over at the Roach household here?
Okay. So I have to give this, there were some that were pretty close, but Jason's sort of way of attacking the problem is 52 cards in a deck, but there's two decks. So if you said 104, you would almost hit it exactly on its 108 number of cards.
All right.
That was kind of brutal. I think we got 75 separate answers and they all were incorrect.
That's where Kendra would have came in and swooped in all over that one. That's
exactly.
All.
This is how we avoid being stumped. We just guess until we get the right answer. And
there's only so many numbers, right?
Oh yeah, well, God. Actually, no. There are infinite numbers of numbers.
Well, although the show is only half hour, so. Well,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Speaking of something a little more precise in terms of numbers, professors, how many time zones are there in the world?
Too many.
24.
Yeah, there's 24. Yeah, there's one for every hour.
Every hour.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
I mean, there's some half time zones too. We're not on like Newfoundland time.
Newfoundland has got kind of a half an hour little blip there.
Mm-hmm. Leave it up to us Canadians to be a little quirky. I'm sorry.
Professors, what African country was once named Abyssinia?
Ethiopia.
It's Ethiopia. That's exactly right. Absolutely. Saw some World War II stuff about Ethiopia over the weekend on PBS last week. What is the name? Oh, what a great question. It's just that one level deeper, no pun intended. What is the name of the boat that they take to capture Jaws?
The Orca.
The Orca, yeah.
It's the Orca. That's right.
We need a bigger boat.
That's right. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed.
There we go.
Is that from the movie, Heather?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's from the movie. Heather knows the song.
Oh. The other explanation was a little scary, so I just went with the movie.
Professors, according to tradition, that gives us a little bit of historical leeway. Thank God, President Taylor, we don't have a historian on the panel as of this exact moment, but which U.S. president was licensed as a bartender?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Any guesses out there? My son's here. He's a super U.S. history buff, but I don't know if you've seen that one.
Oh, come on.
Reagan.
Johnson gave him a lot of business.
Polk.
Bill Clinton.
Grant.
Taft. Lincoln.
What's interesting is that the first couple guesses were clustered around the correct response. And I feel like that's if you ignore the Reagan bit.
Truman.
I heard Johnson and Grant, but just a little bit further back.
Buchanan.
Eisenhower.
Forward.
Professors.
Did I go the wrong way? Sorry.
Yeah.
It was your friend and mine, Abe Lincoln, was a licensed bartender.
Oh, I said Lincoln.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear
it.
Anyway,
he worked at a general store. I didn't realize he sold liquor also.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But a bartender?
You could pour from Honest Abe, right?
Yes. Yes.
I want full credit.
You have full credit. You have more than full credit.
I'm disappointed. I thought it would be Millard Fillmore.
Or Dolly Madison, right?
This is hilarious. Professors, what's the Texas state flower?
Bluebells?
No, it is blue.
Blue something. It's not blue?
No, it is blue, and you're very close, Heather. You know your plants.
Blue bonnet.
It's the blue bonnet.
Bonnet, Texas.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The blue bonnet of Texas.
I wonder what the state snake is.
Is there such a thing?
Ted Cruz.
I knew that was going to come up. Let's switch gears, but stay in academia here. What's Will Ferrell, famous comedian, right? What's his alma mater, his undergrad alma mater?
Ooh, interesting.
FYI, Professor Roach, he got a BA in sports information from this institution.
Wow.
USC?
It is USC. Yeah, right. USC. Nice. Now, how did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember him getting an honorary doctorate as was their commencement speaker, was why his alma mater.
There you go.
Oh, all so right. Do we have to call him Dr. Ferrell now? I mean,
yeah.
Well,
you know.
Honorary Dr. Ferrell.
Yes, right. Exactly.
So he's a Trojan.
He's a Trojan. Yeah, yeah.
What if, and we've had this question before, but it's always good for a chuckle. What if I said Alec Baldwin, 17, Steve Martin, 15, John Goodman, 13, Tom Hanks and Buck Henry, 10.
Times they've been on SNL.
Hosted SNL. Yep.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, as soon as you threw Buck Henry in there, that was the giveaway. Because what else does Buck Henry really do?
Mm-hmm. Right. He was a writer.
If you've seen the show lately, they need people like that back on it. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
I would say so. Well, professors, the top three selling brands of bar soap on planet Earth are all American companies. What are their names?
Dial.
Dial is one.
Dove.
Dove.
And
Irish Spring.
No, it says it starts with the letter O.
Olay? Olay,
Olay. It's Olay. Yeah, it's Olay. You got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for a moment, I thought we were going to go Old Jar. Oh. Beth, you got your own soap?
Actually, now that I look at it, now that Dave said that, if someone would have said that close to me saying what the correct response is, I probably would have said Old Jar. No, that's true. Yeah.
Beth has her own soap. I love it.
There's her own Etsy store making soap.
That's what I was just going to say, Dan.
Soap and used cat toys.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Everyone's got a side hustle.
Professors, where is the National Inventors Hall of Fame located?
New York.
National Inventors.
It's not in New York, but it's on the east side of the country.
Is it New Hampshire?
Nope.
Dayton?
Dayton's a good guess, but it's not it.
Philly?
It's not Philly.
Boston.
Massachusetts. I'm thinking MIT people.
Well, I mean, this is...
Did you ask for a city or a state or...
City, state, either will be okay.
Either.
Yeah, I'm going to give it away, but...
Maine?
No, no. It's in a state that the late, great Kathy Bush, history professor, associate dean, DT, and host of the show before she passed a number of years ago, a name of a state that she just loved to say out loud. That's all I can say.
Oh, Virginia.
Virginia.
Virginia. Virginia. Oh. Yes. It was Alexandria, Virginia is where the National Inventors Hall of Fame is. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Question is, why?
Proximity to the CIA? I don't know.
I don't know why. I definitely don't know why. I know a lot of things, but understand very little. What is Wednesday Adams' middle name?
Oh, Friday.
It is Friday. Right. Yes, it
Wednesday,
is.
Wednesday, Friday, absolutely. Adams. Mm-hmm. I love it.
New series on Netflix coming in a few weeks here. That's pretty interesting.
Although, be hard to beat Christina Ricci's performance as Wednesday.
I don't know. This looks promising. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a little closer to the Charles Adams look. So that's why I'm interested. That's all.
When I mention these supporting actors, Professor, you should be able to put it together and come up with the film. These are the character names, not the actors, okay? Claude Lacombe, Ronnie Neary, and Gillian Guiler.
What was that first one again, Matt?
Claude Lacombe, Ronnie Neary, and Gillian Guiler were all supporting character names.
Oh,
and what famous Spielberg film?
Oh, that was the alien movie, Devil's Tower. What was it?
Close Encounters.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Yeah, very good. Very good.
I have never seen that movie, actually, believe it or not.
Really?
I know. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. That's an amazing movie. You'll never look at mashed potatoes the same again.
It's so true.
Okay.
Professors, in what year did the U.S. Mint decide to stop pressing a half cent?
Ooh. That's a good question.
It's a good one.
1858.
You all are just, I have no idea what you're made of, but I want some more. It's 1857. Close enough.
Wow.
Close enough for me. Incredible.
No.
I was waiting for someone to say, and in what year will we abolish printing the cent? Just seriously.
I mean, really, what are they going to do? We made a move on the daylight savings time.
Hey, we've done it in Canada already. So, I mean, you know, we don't even use it there. So,
no, that's true. That's absolutely true. Professors, as of September 2022.
Okay.
Which Instagram account has the most followers, an incredible 552 million followers?
Not me.
Oprah.
It's not Oprah. I will tell you this to see if we can
Kardashian?
Do it.
Kardashian?
It is not Lady a person. Gaga. It's an institution.
Oh. Oh.
And don't think too hard.
What, like the White House?
No, it's not political.
It's not Amazon, is it?
No.
The Library of Congress.
Nope.
The Vatican.
Mm-mm.
Meta?
No. I mean, I'll say that I've heard a couple here. Jason's saying of Meta is just about as close as what he have here. The Instagram home company has the most followers at 552. It's called Instagram. But what two people rank number two and number three? Number two, 484 million. Number three, 370 million.
Taylor Swift or Kardashian or somebody like that?
I mean, I'm going to give you credit for the Kardashian. Third place is Kylie Jenner, who is one of the Kardashian family members. Number two is a very, very popular, yell it out to Drew, Beth, a very, very popular international footballer.
Oh, Ronaldo?
Cristiano Ronaldo. Yes. Yes.
Yep. I want credit for that from Drew, by the way.
I will tell him he did not behave particularly well in a recent match that Man United had. So
I can always tell what's going on at some level in your house during the day because of those posts on Facebook. And Drew does not hold back when they do not perform, Beth. He does not hold back.
He generally doesn't sort of usually hold back.
In general.
Yeah, that's right. In general.
Professors, this actor played Dr. Grayson on Laverne and Shirley, Mr. Franklin on Soap, Sam Royer on One Day at a Time, and Charlie Moore on Head of the Class. What actor is it?
Pat Harrington?
No. Howard Hessman.
Howard Hessman.
Dr. Johnny Fever himself.
He was on Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was a bit part, Dan, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, just a couple more of these questions left, professors. We're almost out of time. Let's see how many more we can fit in. Who is widely considered to be the father of geometry?
Euclid.
Yeah, Euclid. That's exactly it.
Euclid.
If it's analytic geometry, the answer would be Descartes. But
correct.
Nice.
He came later.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit later. Seems like a perfect way to end this question set by asking, which fast food chain offers a croissant on its menu?
Burger King.
Yeah.
Burger King.
Jeez.
It always comes back to food.
How do they have to know that, of all things?
Awesome food.
I don't quite know what to say about the fact that we're going to, you know, sort of wrap up our show with a question like that. But, you know, here we are.
It's us.
It is. It's us. It's always food. Dr. Taylor, thank you so much for joining us today. Any words about what's coming up in your administration or what's going on at Detroit Mercy?
Just trying to wrap up all the listening tours and
kind of
culture. And then we've got a board meeting coming up in a couple of weeks and kind of moving forward in strategy that you all kind of all be hearing more about. I think some exciting things, especially around enrollment, marketing, those kinds of things, different partnerships that we're forming. And so stay tuned for the next State of the University one. Okay, I'll give you all kinds of updates. Ooh. How's that?
Excellent. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Thanks again for joining us.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Great. We're just about at the end of our time, so the time has come to say goodbye, Aaron.
Goodbye.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Jason.
Toodaloo.
Dave.
See ya.
Beth.
Bye.
Stephen.
Goodbye.
Heather.
Bye-bye.
And DT.
Goodbye. Have a great weekend. Looks like the weather's going to be awesome.
You too.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Thank you.